anything that is good, nobody keeps it a secret.
Don't trust all of these agents. So don't trust. They will just
a good agency will be verified. You know, somebody has told you about an agency or a counselor, you should actually go and check. Sable International is one of those organizations that have the track records. We are verified.
What's the budgeting like for different countries? Or where have you been all my life? At what point do I get to pay you?
At no point.
Let's Talk Africa, the Africanness of Africa, the beauty, its people, our peculiarities. This is Unzipped Stories. I am DS Bello.
Everyone, welcome to Unzipped Stories Africa, when we come every single time to listen, to learn, to grow, and most importantly, get inspired. It's me again, Chef Ivelo, and I'm so excited to unzip this week's episode. In the year 2020, the pandemic affected me just like every other person. I was confused. I was lost from 2020 to 2021. It was a question of what's next? What's the better thing to do with your life? One option I considered was to get master's or get school abroad and just travel and just do something. But then I was confused. I didn't know where to start from. I was afraid of writing essays. I was afraid of being rejected. I didn't know how much it was going to cost me. And the uncertainties was just too much. So it's a question of what should I have done? That's what we're discussing today. So I have with me Sandra Odunze. Did I call your name right?
Yes, Sandra Odunze. Yes, you did well. Yes.
Okay, Sandra, you are welcome.
Thank you so much, Chefy.
And my friend Binemi tells me that you have a solution for my problem. So what should I have done differently?
I can imagine the dilemma that you were in at that point in time. And yes, the questions you raised, very important questions for, you know, students or people who were or are still trying to study abroad. Where do I start from? How much is required? Where do I even go to? Which country itself is even good? And which country has that advantage of after study, what next? So many things. How do I start? Where do I go about it? What you would have done differently was to actually meet with somebody who knew how to go about these things. And when I say somebody, I mean like an agent. I mean like a counselor. You know what a counselor is? It's somebody you can speak to, tell your problems, and the person helps you, guides you through your problems and your issues to find a solution. So education counselors, that's where they come in, which I am also one. And that's what, you know, changes the whole thing for a student.
Right. Oh, so what I needed is an education counselor. Right? So you are an education counselor, right?
Yes.
Maybe a couple of months back, we probably would have been talking a different conversation because, again, I was in that place where I just wanted to go to school, study or do something different with my life. Right? But I've had incidences when people tell me, don't trust all of these agents. So don't trust. They will just take your money and they will not really do it. You can do it directly. And so why? Tell me, why should I trust you? And what organization do you work for? And why should I trust you?
Yes, I can imagine, you know, this trust issues has, you know, the problem has been there from time immemorial. So first things first is you have to do your research. Okay. Before you meet an agent, you need to do your research. You need to take note of some very important things. First of all, is a track record. The agency you're going to, do they have a track record of successes? obviously, if an agency has been there for a while, they will have students who have already, you know, successfully gone abroad to study. And usually, most of the students refer their friends, their families, their loved ones. You know, anything that is good, nobody keeps it a secret. Actually, funny enough, we have a lot of, you know, families who have at least one person who has studied abroad as it stands at this year now. Okay. And, you know, a good agency would have track record of successes. The second thing would be a good agency will be verified. By verification, what I mean is the university they are working with, partnering with, usually universities have their websites where they have international information and all these things that they want international students to know about. If you scroll there, you will surely see that international page where they have mentioned agency they partner with, you know, from around the world. You check for Africa, you check for Nigeria, you see the agencies they partner with. This is like a hidden secret, but it's also open because it's really on many universities' websites. It's just that people do not know or they don't do enough research. When you've done that, you also need to check, is this, you know, agency, do they have presence online and, you know, physically? You know, somebody has told you about an agency or a counselor, you should actually go and check online. Do they have a website? Do they have social media handles? Instagram, Twitter, you know, these are easy places where you can find even organizations, big corporate organizations are all on social media. And then do they have physical presence? Do they have a physical office I can walk into, you know, meet somebody, you know, that human touch, that human interaction. You don't just want to speak to somebody over the phone so that they don't rip you off your money. So, you know, these are just the few things you need to check out for before you open up to somebody, commit your money or commit yourself to anything. And this is why myself, as an education counselor who has been here for so many years, would advise students to do their research. And if you've done your research, you'll find that Stable International, which is the organization I work with, is one of those organizations that have the track records. We are verified and we have online and physical presence. So it's easy for you to walk up to us or, you know, to meet us, meet myself and have these discussions.
Yeah, so just a quick one, right? I'm going to put you on the spot right now. I hope you're ready.
I'm ready.
Okay, so what's like the budgeting like for different, would I say countries or places, right? Schools, yes. What's the budget like?
So it really depends. The schools are by standards. Just like you have here, you have federal schools, you have state schools, you have private schools here in Nigeria. You can't come to Nigeria and just say, I want affordable school. Do you want to go to a high-ranking school, mid-ranking school, or low-ranking school? So when you have identified...
So based on the ranks, right? How much, like, what would you say is the budget for high-ranking, budget for low-ranking, budget for mid? Well, what's it like?
Okay, I'll give you an example. If you are interested in schooling in the UK, okay, I'll start from a low-ranking school. A low-ranking school can fall anywhere between, as at 2023, anywhere between, say, £12,000 to £14,000. This is low-ranking. Then for mid-rank, it could fall anywhere from that £14,000 to about £17,000. For high-ranking, will be from like £17,000-£18,000 and above. That's an example.
Smart. Okay, so while I was doing my research, you said we should do research. So
very important.
I realized that at Sable International, there are some benefits that people like. How affordable is Sable? Is it free? So if I choose to go with Sable, right? Sable International. Is there hand-holding? Because from my research, I realized that there's hand-holding. Yeah, so tell me all of your benefits.
Okay. I like that you've already mentioned hand-holding, which is the very most important service that we render. And so we guide you. First of all, we are counselors. So when you come to us, you state your inquiries, what you want us to help you with. We, you know, find out what you really want. What do you want? You know, talk to me heart to heart. I'm not the university, obviously. So you can be free to actually tell me exactly what your needs are without mincing words and without any judgment, really. So we ask you questions about your budget. We ask you questions about where do you want to go to? What is even your end goal? Is it just to go study, or would you like to actually from there relocate? Permanent residency. Of course, if you're speaking to the university directly, you might not be able to say these things because you don't want to give them the impression that you, it's not just the studies you're here for. But we as counselors, you can be transparent. So you can be fully transparent with us, because I mean, it's a non-judgmental zone, because we are Nigerians, and not just Nigerians, because Cebu is also in other African countries. So wherever we are, we understand the territory, we understand the students from that area. So when we have that discussion, you come out clean to us. We ask you the level of education you're coming from, background. I have students who have come to me and they want to study nursing. And you're from a whole, you know, different background, and you're coming from maybe pure arts, really. Pure arts, I mean, you just don't know anything about nursing, but you want to study nursing. And I don't blame you, because you're looking for better career prospects for yourself, which is why I said the transparency is important. Because if you, you know, tell lies or you're not fully open with me, I won't be able to tell you that, sorry, you won't succeed on the program because it's intensive.
So if I get you well, generally, hand-holding is one.
Yes.
So what else?
Okay, hand-holding is one. Second of all is that confidentiality. You can trust that I'm going to be confidential with your information. If you tell me exactly what it is that you're looking for, I'll be able to advise you without any judgment. And the thing is that we would also help you with the application processing. So after the advisory is the processing. Obviously, when we've had discussions that were finalized, we'll now assist you, choose the university, and also do the application. And when you have secured the admission into the university of your choice, we'll also help you secure your visa for the country that you want to go to. And the good thing about all of this is that our services are completely free from the very beginning until the very end.
Hey, not charging any time. So, where have you been all my life?
So yeah, if you had met us in 2020, maybe you would be calling me from a different country by now. Yeah. So that's it. So from the very beginning, even to post visa application, that is, you know, pre-departure assistance, you know, to secure accommodation at your school, help you to settle in well. That's what we do to the very end of it. So you don't feel left out. You know, that shock that you would have gotten from going to a country that you've never been to. We take some of that shock off of you, because, of course, we already know what it's like to study in the country you want to go to.
Wow. This is too much, man. So at what point do I get to pay you?
At no point. I said all our services are free. We're not taking a dime. Take my word to the bank. We won't charge you anything for anything. So it's just come as you are, you know, be transparent about your finances so we can sort you out based on what you have.
I just feel like being this Samaritan woman. Let me go and call everybody. Come on.
You should. 2020.
Wow. This is incredible, and it is very expository. I don't know why I feel excited. On behalf of everybody on earth, every Nigerian, every African, we want to say a very big thank you.
Thank you.
Right, because our audience are cut across a few more African countries. Maybe you can give us like a few countries, other countries across Africa, just in case someone is listening and is asking himself, would I have a chance to have this conversation with anyone from Cebu? Just so we just know, if you can just give us a few countries just for our audience who are listening from other countries.
So if you're anywhere in Africa, around South Africa, Cape Town, Johannesburg, if you're in Zambia, if you're in Zimbabwe, if you're in Uganda, if you're in Nigeria, these are the African countries where Cebu International has offices. However, if you're not in any of these countries I've listed, we can still assist you. We have assisted, you know, students from Ghana, students from, I mean, around West Africa, really, for the Nigerian office, we do West African countries. And then from South Africa, we do other southern countries, South African countries, and North and Eastern countries in Africa. So if you are not in any of the countries I've listed, please still feel free to get a hold of us, because our services, you know, cuts across the entire Africa, really. It's just that our offices are not everywhere yet, but we're looking to expand. I mean, we are coming to your country very soon if we are not already. So be rest assured that we will still assist you wherever you are in Africa.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. It's an absolute pleasure having you, Sandra Odunze. Thank you so much. Now, remember, if you're listening to this, like I would always say, Africa is home. Nigeria is home. It is ours to have and to hold. However, if you take a decision, go out of Nigeria for the pursuit of education or for the pursuit of better life, it is our responsibility to also make sure you do it right and get it correct without any form of harm or insecurity or anything. Well, there you have it from the horse's mouth. Don't be like me. Take this opportunity, maximize it, and thank me later. Thank you guys for listening. It's me again, Chef Bello. I'll see you in the next episode. Bye.
This is Unzipped Stories. I am DS Bello.